back at the NHS Innovations Expo. I'm with Jeremy Nettles from the Oracle Corporation here. And I'm going to have a quick chat about what he's seen today and where he believes Oracle particularly can help innovation here in the UK. Jeremy, how have you gone? What have you seen today?
Well, Nick, it's been quite amazing. I've been to not only visited most of the stands, if not all of them, I've also attended some of the presentations. The McLaren one that I particularly liked because, you know, they talked about monitoring the racing car all the way through. And when I asked, do you actually monitor the racing driver, they looked at me in horror. And actually, you know, these are what I call closed systems. Quite a lot of organizations are just looking at one actual focus of monitoring. For the NHS to get real benefit out of this, we actually have to look at the total process and the total system. And I think that is key. And certainly what Lord does, he was just telling us, I think that the whole, you know, just looking at whether it's the whole chain of the patient review and the patient journey, and how do you actually get some best practice out of that? Because there's some fantastic stuff here, but in isolation, it's not going to cut it.
Okay. On that, you obviously, I've talked to you in the past about Oracle product sets. I know you're very deeply ingrained in the NHS and some of your database technologies. But you're obviously a company that's procuring quite regularly.
Yeah.
How do you see some of your newer technologies, also in your healthcare technologies, how you're helping innovate in the NHS?
Certainly. I mean, I think that what a lot of people don't realise, over in the last 3 years, it's 50 companies that have been acquired by Oracle. And so no longer just database technology. And so what we're now doing is reaching out to say, where does our technology fit in some of the issues of healthcare today? And that's part of my job. And I think that the whole idea of a secure collaboration is what's needed at this point in time, because whether it's health, social care, the whole interaction, all those things that we've been talking about, are they separate because of funding? How do we now bring them together? And people will only bring them together, like the analogy is a Facebook, a secure Facebook, if you like.
Yeah.
But people will only bring those together if they're absolutely confident that it's a secure environment. And of course, you know, the work that Connecting for Health has done, and the technology and the stands as they brought in, let's utilize that. Let's not reinvent wheels.
Okay, thank you, Jeremy. Hope you enjoy the rest of the day.
Yeah, thank you.